This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria's in New Jersey. Jennifer's in California. I'm on my farm. I'm Doug Steffen in Massachusetts. Today is another day to celebrate how wonderful and amazing you are. Let's be absolutely sure of that. You have a wonderful side, an amazing side to you. So celebrate it as much as you can. I found it's little things. I was watching an egg roll. Ever watch an egg roll and try to figure out where it's going to stop?
Usually
rolling?
If I do, I'm screaming because I don't want it to hit the floor and crack.
Right. Yeah. It's funny, though.
So it's not necessarily relaxing for me, unless it's like hard-boiled, I guess. But.
Okay. I'm observing things as we observe here around the nation and around the world. Some business news to talk about here in this hour. People in the news, mortgage news, all that sort of thing come after Jennifer sings a chorus of Soldier Boy. No?
No. This is actually a pretty interesting story and not a light story, but I guess good that we're actually putting some effort into figuring out what goes on with our veterans when they return home from combat. There's a new genetic study that uses information from a large number of U.S. veterans to probe a pretty vexing question. Why does post-traumatic stress disorder affect some but not others? It's an urgent
question.
Yeah. Given that suicide rates are higher among veterans suffering from PTSD, it's estimated to affect, and this is a large number, 11 to 20% of those who served in the military. So up to 1 in 5 are affected by this. The survey was recently published in the journal Nature Science by investigators at UCSD, which is University of California, San Diego, and Yale University. And it's the first PTSD analysis to draw genetic information collected by the Million Veteran Program created by the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. It's a voluntary initiative, so people could choose to participate or not, that would create a medical database large enough that researchers could actually start to figure out patterns of genetic variation capable of providing roadmaps, essentially, for future treatment of many diseases. Now, it doesn't have the full 1 million records that it wants yet, but there's already enough data in place to allow the research team to study more than 165,000 veterans who signed up for this, and they're using computer modeling to compare the genomes of those that experienced a key symptom of post-traumatic stress versus those that did not. And what's really, I mean, I think this kind of stuff is fascinating and pretty cool. Yeah. Common genetic differences were observed at 8 different DNA locations among veterans who reported re-experiencing a PTSD symptom. So somebody who was plagued by something ongoing associated with nightmares or flashbacks that are triggered by events similar to those that were present when the trauma first occurred. And this gets a little weedy, but not only did they find those DNA spots, they also found three different chromosome locations that were deemed to be the most statistically significant and thought to potentially affect the body's hormone response to stress and perhaps to the function or structure of certain types of neurons in the brain. So this is a pretty big deal, and the fact that they already have 165,000 veterans participating in this, you'd think that number is only going to go up, and they're creating these genetic fingerprints in order to figure out what exactly goes on in our brains that allows some people to engage in certain activities with really no problems, and others who are like the 1 in 20 who are dealing with these post-traumatic problems all the way through their lives.
Isn't that the same for all of us, though? Not just
well, that's
the service?
No, but this is what makes them a unique group, because certain people can come out unscathed and certain people don't, and it's much like life. I mean, there's, you know, obviously we can start looking for markers in our own brain to see what trauma traumatizes people and why people sometimes feel it more severely than others.
And a fellow who we were talking about who came, who the alacrity of a fellow who would respond the way he did in El Paso, the soldier that was
at the, not at the Walmart, but in the mall next to it. And the word, I use the word alacrity because I think that his prompt response, which is what that means really, the real, the situation, something that he in battle would be able to respond quickly. Some are and some aren't. And you'd think that by the time they got into a position where they would be in battle, that they would have weeded out the people who aren't, who are not good in that scenario, find another job for them. But a lot of times people, especially if you're going into the Army, I just want everybody in together and run them through boot camp. And, you know, some of them are really good at what they do and some of them are really bad at what they do and ought not to be in harm's way that way. I find it interesting, though.
But think about if he had PTSD, that would have had, he would have had the opposite response.
Yeah.
And there are signs all over, and I think pretty much every neighborhood in the country now, around the 4th of July, you see signs saying, you know, fireworks, really, we shouldn't be doing this because we have veterans here and who live here with PTSD. And
noise.
And if you think about it, if your dog doesn't like fireworks, imagine what being a human with PTSD must feel like. It must just be the worst night of the year.
Right. So this, but we need to be more conscious. This is just basic stuff.
But I actually think we that's the good news of this, and we could use a little good news, and that is that we are being more conscious, and this has actually got a link to the government and to Veterans Affairs, which is a good thing, and to these universities. I mean, if we can determine if someone's brain has a certain pattern, well, you can assign
what's
them
your
to different
potential
places.
Right.
Yeah.
Find your potential and use your potential. Get it to the nth degree. Potential is very important, and if you find your potential, it reduces the stress in your life because you feel good about what you're doing, not forced into doing
stuff. I think the most important thing about mental illness, and I speak for myself because I have struggled with anxiety attacks for over 10 years now, and it's tough. And I go through certain times in my life where I don't have them for years, and then all of a sudden they're back with a vengeance. And the one thing that has helped me is when I understand that it's something that I'm not doing to myself or that other people aren't doing to me, that it's just something in my body that can't do certain things, that actually makes you feel better because you can understand it. You tell yourself, I'm not dying. I've got a chemical, you know, you've got a, you're unbalanced in your brain. Whatever it might be, when you can explain it to yourself, it makes the problem seem better. And I would imagine the same thing is true when these people are suffering post-traumatic stress. They are feeling shame. They're feeling like they're weak, especially if many of them are men. They feel like they can't handle it. And when you realize that it's something maybe that's already predetermined in your brain, maybe that helps you get past it a little bit.
Could be.
Great point.
Very good point. Good points in the conversation. Some more people in the news in a matter of moments here. You're listening to today's DJV program at 14 past the hour. Would you like to leave a lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable asset. I have the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. Yep, 5 minutes. After only using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now I wouldn't use anything else. Power Swabs, super fast, easy, and approved by hygienists everywhere. Get Power Swabs at 800-208-1797. Use the DJV code that sells you 50% off the retail price. Not available in stores. Just call 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs. Get the deal. 800-208-1797.
The Geek Out.
It's gone largely forgotten, but yes, August is the month Apple's new credit card is due to start taking applications. Now, the idea is the Apple Card will dig Apple users even deeper into the company's ecosystem, but the card does arrive with a lot of security and financial benefits. The card and the account will be integrated tightly into the iPhone and used almost exclusively in a highly secure digital format, but there will be a physical credit card made of titanium. Apple is promoting no late fees and a cashback program, and it's the combination of these things that will drive interest. The Apple Card is due anytime now, and we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
music to your ears. Find out more about the all-new Toyota Supra at toyota.com/testmiles. Toyota, let's go places.
Is there a healthy option for weight loss out there? One without stimulants and no dangerous side effects? The answer is yes. That yes is with Calitrin. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, my name is Chantel and I'm from Louisiana. I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
See, Calitrin is proven for weight loss and safety and has been trusted for over 20 years. Check it out at toploss.com, and while you're there, register to win a free 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
The most recent podcast of the DJV program has a focus on a number of different things. We have, from the restaurant world, a new exciting thing to experience called macamole. I want to call it muckamole. If you want to find out what macamole or muckamole is, you should listen to the podcast, DJV Show Podcast. We also have a focus on Olivia Newton-John after her cancer, her latest cancer diagnosis. There's some creepy stuff about Jeffrey Epstein in our conversation as well. And then the business of the shootings and what it is that we need to do. I mean, these are conversations you keep. There's now probes on top of probes on top of probes. Anyway, you get a flavor of the day in a capsulized form at djvshow.com. You want to connect with us on social media? That's good, too. Facebook.com/DJVShow. On Twitter at DJVShow. You go to DJVShow.com anytime. Just click on the word listen, and 24/7 you can hear the latest, the podcast and or the live broadcast. That's the story with what's going on here. Other than, in terms of people, Edward Snowden has written a memoir, and it's coming out next month. He has the memoir is called Permanent Record. The book is published by Macmillan, focusing on his time at the NSA, the surveillance apparatus he helped build there, and his internal conflicts that led him to disclose the activities, the NSA's activities, to people in the news media. There have been a number of articles based on his information published in The Guardian, The Washington Post, and other news media. The people who've done reporting on him have got Pulitzer Prizes. Snowden's gotten, like people say, they want to kill him. So this is an interesting twist. Would you read this book, any of you?
I think it's pretty interesting, yeah. I would. I didn't see the movie. Movie's but now I'm kind good. Of, I'm wondering what was that based on? If there wasn't a book, was that just Hollywood conjecture?
Usually it goes the other way around.
Yeah.
It was based on news media accounts of him and Chelsea Manning and all of that stuff. Well, by the way, Chelsea Manning may be...
Is she back in jail now? She's been in and out.
She was out of 35 years. Obama commuted her sentence.
Right.
I think she's out.
But then she's been thrown back in for... Because she refused to testify. And so she's been in and out kind of in the last year or so. So I didn't know if she was back in or what. I don't know. That seems like just... A waste
what are the,
of
my question is,
dollars.
What are the Russians doing with him? And is he responsible for the hacking? I've always had that in the back of my mind. Puking Putin's all around today saying, we're going to match your nuclear. We're going to get you guys. The usual nonsense from him. But anyway, I think that there's something connecting him to all the hacking. 21 after the hour.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Song from Fleetwood Mac. This is not Fleetwood Mac. These are the High Women, super group made up of Brandi Carlile, Natalie Hemby, Maren Morris, Amanda Shires, stealing the show at the Newport Folk Festival this past weekend. In addition to performing with Dolly Parton, they covered this song from Fleetwood Mac, and now you can get their rendition on streaming sources. Cover is set to appear on the soundtrack for the new film The Kitchen, which has Tiffany Haddish and Melissa McCarthy, Elizabeth Moss in it. I don't know what this movie is about. Do you, anybody know what
The Kitchen?
To me,
it looks kind of like Widows, but like Widows 2.0. It's like Melissa McCarthy and all these people are kind of trying to... they live in Hell's Kitchen, and I guess they're trying to take the mob, and the women are trying to be in charge, so it's a bunch of bad women doing some shoot 'em up. But it looks
there
kind of
you
fun.
Go. Yeah.
Kara's like, but 20, it looks fun.
I like it.
25, what, bad women doing shoot 'em ups? Is that what you like, Kara? 25 passed on the DJV program. Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. Now moving on to the music of Luke Combs, who delivers strong message of reconciliation in his new song, Let's Just Be Friends. How about that? Let me crank that up a little bit. It's home, the song, but it hits home for a lot of people. The song itself appears in the upcoming Angry Birds Movie 2, which hits theaters, I think, next weekend. Peter Dinklage, Leslie Jones, Bill Hader, Awkwafina are in it.
How do movies like Angry Birds get such big names?
I know.
Like, this movie looks so stupid.
Yeah. Well,
Angry Birds looks stupid.
I know. I can't imagine Angry Birds 2 is any better.
I saw something somewhere. I think my son and I were talking about this. The average pay for the big names in these basic voice, this is a voiceover job. You go up $4 million for being able to go into a studio sometimes for a week or so and lend your name. I didn't realize Peter Dinklage, after Thrones, is that up his, he's the height challenge. How about that? Pretty good. I'm better than saying midget.
Not really better, no. But.
not really.
Maybe, yeah. Maybe he's
better
looking for something.
Dwarf.
But you say well, dwarf is a real thing. That means you can't say the M word. Okay. That's the bad one.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe he's just looking for something a little bit more relaxing, a little less likely to die after Game of Thrones.
Right. Anyway, let's just be friends. The latest in a series of new releases from Luke Combs, who put out his EP, The Prequel, in June. And then in July, he was also welcomed as the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry. We talked about that. Combs headlining Beer Never Broke My Heart tour, resuming in September, and goes all the way to December in Nashville. So that's good. Becoming much more of a household name, if you will. Speaking of household names, Katy Perry's Dark Horse. Remember, we've been talking about this off and on for a couple of weeks. The jury says that she has to pay these people from the Christian song Joyful Noise almost $3 million in damages. Wow, that's a little. Is that stiff or not? How much money has been made here?
Well,
Dave Everett.
I don't know.
This song was a pretty big hit. It was all over the radio for quite a while, so
yeah.
I imagine she made a pretty good amount of bank on it.
Looks like $31 million is what was brought in, so she's going to pay 10% of that to the people who actually created the song. Yeah. All right. Katie's going to pay $550 herself, and Capitol Records has to pay the rest.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state. Until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The White House says President Trump will be visiting El Paso in Texas and Dayton, Ohio, following the weekend mass shootings in those two cities. Kellyanne Conway is the president's senior advisor.
Well, the president wants to go there and continue to express his condolences and comfort and also resources. We continue to have many people on the ground, obviously, in El Paso and Dayton, and will continue to provide manpower and resources and other help.
China is no longer buying U.S. agricultural products, none of them, because of the escalating trade war. A spokesman for the Chinese Ministry of Commerce says it's because of President Trump's plans to impose yet more tariffs on more Chinese goods come the 1st of September. China's been one of the largest buyers of U.S. farm products. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Great way to describe what goes on here. We have delicious information. You can use delicious to apply to anything, right? To a person, to food. So let's be delicious. All right, ladies, you all set? You all want to be delicious? What happened?
Yeah, we're delicious.
All right, let's get going here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen. The focus is on the Red Cross and what's going on in El Paso, I guess, and other places. I didn't realize that this much blood had been used, but they say they need blood for those purposes. Is that right, Victoria?
Yes, the Red Cross has issued a pretty substantial plea for people to donate blood because of all the mass shootings that we've had this year. This year alone, and this is a scary statistic, we've had more mass shootings than days of the year so far in 2019, which is just awful. And so the Red Cross says that right now they're really in dire need of people donating blood because in the summertime, blood donations drop anyway. I guess people go on vacation, they forget about it or whatever. And so now that we've had these mass shootings, they really need people to go to a local organization, donate the blood, and they said that there's a certain shortage of certain types of blood, And they actually, in late July, they were offering an Amazon gift card to anyone who donated between July 29th and August 29th. And it says, currently, the Red Cross has less than a 3-day supply of most blood types. Yeah. And less than a 2-day supply of type O blood. And so, that's the rarer type of blood. But that's pretty bad.
We're universal donors. O can be used by anybody, which is probably why there's a rush
less
on
than
it.
2-day supply.
Do we all know what our blood type is, Kara? What blood
O
type is?
O positive.
Me too, Jen.
Hey.
We can help each other.
That's right. And
what about
everybody
you?
Else apparently
I don't
too.
Know what I am. I think at some point I knew, but I don't remember. I'll
mine is
figure
A,
that out.
I think A
A's
plus.
Pretty rare actually.
Right. Well, so am I.
Yes, you are. One of a kind.
Oh, thank you. Speaking of one of a kind, Jenna Bush has a new son. First daughter, Jenna Bush Hager, and her husband of the third child. I didn't realize they had so. Yeah, you kind of lose touch with people like this. And I don't know. Does the average person care? Is this a...
She's on the Today Show. People love her.
Oh, that's right, too. She is.
I think that's what makes it more notable.
Yeah.
What's her sister doing, the other one? Where is
her sister got married last year.
She just got married.
Yeah.
Did she? Yeah.
And her sister does a lot of AIDS work, a lot of charitable stuff.
Oh, really?
So I think yes. Because when George W., one of the good things about his administration is he actually really beefed up support for helping the AIDS in Africa crisis, and the two girls were in college when he was doing that, and so the sister Barbara said that really inspired her, so that's kind of what she's been doing since then.
Ah. All right, other people, Khalid, is he a disc jockey, or what is his lot in life?
Khalid's a singer.
Concert. You know, pass it, really.
Yeah,
I thought there was
singer.
A DJ Khalid.
There's DJ Khaled, and this is Khalid. They're different.
But didn't they spell the same name? The same
no,
way?
No, different. Yeah,
one has an E, one has an I.
Yeah.
And one has DJ in front of it. So if there's no DJ, then he's not a DJ.
Right.
All right. Got that straightened out. Jeff Bezos selling $1.8 billion worth of Amazon stock. He's going to start a new company with it called Blue Origin, which is a competitor to SpaceX. He hopes he's going to be able to commercially bring humans to the moon. It has a lunar lander that it's developed. Sort of a launch event took place a couple of months ago, didn't launch the lander, it launched the company. Wants to help Bezos. Has ambition to make humanity a spacefaring civilization. He said, quote, the reason we go to space, in my view, is to save the Earth. He may be onto something there. In revealing the lunar lander, Blue Origin escalating the race between Bezos and Elon Musk, SpaceX has been seen a lot now in the private space industry as doing a lot of contracts with NASA, that sort of thing. A lot of money involved in all of this stuff. A lot of money to get into it, but a lot of money comes out of it. The NASA administrator says these public-private partnerships will accelerate their development so we can implement some of the trips faster. That's the inside. But I guess the other side of it is the ladies were talking off the air about the fact that he can sell almost $2 billion worth of stock, and after his wife got $38 billion in the divorce, he still is the richest guy in the world.
Yeah.
So it's all relative, isn't it, under the circumstances? All is relative. Is this good? Is he using his money for good? Yeah, I don't see anything wrong.
Well, you're a fan of space, so
I
sure.
Am. Yeah, I'd like to be. Before I hit the trail to the next roundup, I'd like to take a trip in space. I would like to do it in something a little more comfortable than what you see in the Apollo missions and the way those guys rode around those tin cans, man. Whew. Do you realize, I think about this all the time, how much, what that took for those guys to do that?
I mean, and the bravery for them to go, you know what, all right, this sounds like a great idea. I'll get in there.
But if you ever get a chance to look inside one of the Apollo capsules, they have a couple of the Smithsonian, they got them down at Cape Kennedy. To look inside, you can actually get into one of them. And to think these guys rode in this tin can almost 310,000 miles out into space, not knowing what was going to happen from the time they took off. They had plans, but nobody ever did that before. They were all in literally a wing and a prayer. Really and truly amazing stuff. Here's the story of Peter Chadwick. Do you know him from Newport Beach, Jennifer?
I can't say that I know. I don't know that I know Peter Chadwick, no.
All right. This guy had he killed his wife, and he put up $100,000 to get out of jail, and he went to Mexico and stayed there. Apparently, the Mexicans found him, arrested him, and has now been brought back to America.
There's that was a long time ago that he killed the wife, right?
2012. Yeah. Wow. But look at the pictures of this guy. Getting his pick, what a mess.
He must have been doing something to get Mexico's attention.
Say again, Jen?
To actually get caught in Mexico, he must have been doing something to get their attention.
Well, don't a lot of criminals go to Mexico because the Mexican
course,
government doesn't
nobody
pay
cares.
Any attention to him? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So he must have, been doing something to stir the pot, if you will. So he was on the 15 most wanted list. And maybe there was somebody down there knew where he was, and they're going to get the reward. It was $100,000 reward, I believe, for his return.
That'd be interesting, yeah.
In captivity. Yeah, all right. Yeah, but slow wheels of justice. He's only been out of the country a little while. It takes so long to bring these people to trial. It does. Not a good thing. In a moment, we're going to help you. A lot of us are talking about trying to help people, younger people, get mortgages so they can buy homes. The mortgage business is tricky, and buying a new home is a desire. If you have a desire, but you're not sure about how to get a mortgage, maybe we can help you out after these words here on the DJV program.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Catching a few sun rays and beach waves are a great way to spend the day. An encounter with a jellyfish can change a carefree day into an irritating and painful one.
Jellyfish stings actually result from hundreds of tiny little nematocysts that get adhered to your skin from their tentacles. Once these are adhered, they can continually pump toxin through your skin.
Dr. Michael Boniface says if you do get stung, there are three important steps.
The very first thing to do is gently remove the tentacles if they are still attached.
Number two, remove the nematocysts that are in your skin.
Remove them with a firm piece of plastic, something like a credit card would work.
And third, immerse the sting in warm water and avoid cold.
We know that cold water, which is fresh, such as the showers at beaches, can encourage those nematocysts to pump a little more toxin into your skin.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Before you signed the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a ream of Staples copy paper is just $3.49. That's our lowest price of the season. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, ends 8/10/19. Valid on SKU 135855, while supplies last, limit 10.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour now on today's DJV program. If you are in the market for a new home, process admittedly kind of daunting, whether you're a first-time home buyer or maybe you have a home and you want to move up, if you will, or move sideways or down, depending on your age. So if you're going to successfully navigate the mortgage market, come out of it as a new homeowner, maybe there are some do's and don'ts we can help you with. We've got with us mortgage expert Lisa Cookson, who has obviously somebody with expertise like this. She's now head of operations at the mortgage and home equity company Penn Fed Credit Union. So with that background, maybe we can get find a way for you to get into a home and not get into trouble. How's that, Lisa, for an intro? Let's get into a home and don't get into trouble. That's the idea.
That's a great intro. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, so there are the do's and the don'ts. People love to hear tips from folks like you who are experts. The interest rate has been cut, what was it, last week or the week before? And I guess that is aimed at, isn't it, helping consumers get into the housing market, because the housing market really is the bellwether of the economy. Good housing market, things are good in the economy, things start falling apart, and not so good for the economy. So where do we start here?
We absolutely agree. The Fed dropping the rate is a very positive thing for consumers. It's going to help them be able to afford something quicker. More money allows them to get more house.
Well, under the circumstances, I'll talk about my area of the world. I live in a community, a bedroom community in Boston called Framingham, even though it has its own industry. Staples is headquartered here. Bose is headquartered here. There are a lot of medium-sized businesses. And the housing market, not only because of that here, but the pressure, because there's a train now that comes out of the city, lots of people want to take the train to the suburbs. So the real estate values here have gone bananas, and a lot of people who have lived here for a long time now can't afford to stay here, or they don't think they can. Is there a way of getting equity out of homes I guess marketing is one thing, getting the equity so you can buy something else. What's the trick to that?
Yeah, getting equity out of your home is definitely a trick. It's a conversation that you want to have with a trusted advisor. So as a mature homeowner, I would suggest that you spend time with a trusted advisor and get some consultation on the best way to use that equity to move forward. Interestingly, though, Doug, we did a survey at PenFed, and 61% of the upcoming buyers are first-time home buyers.
Yep.
So that was a surprisingly large number.
Well, there is all this talk about the millennials having so much debt, so much college debt, and they can't get into homes and stuff. So how are you making it? Is there a way around that so that you can manage your money and get into a home? Because that's a great way to build equity for sure.
It absolutely is. The best way for millennials and anyone to build equity is to review the ability to consolidate their debt, watch their spending, of course, and then get pre-approved. We find that by pre-approval, we really put the control back in the buyer's hands. Mm-hmm. It gives them confidence. And one of the things that we have for the first-time home buyer is a new product that lets them do it with as little as 3% down payment. Mm-hmm. And that's probably a myth breaker. Many people think you have to have 20% to get into a home, and in this case, you only need as little as 3%.
So how do you get into a home with 3% and avoid the problems that brought us to 2008? Because we all know what happened in that mortgage market. So how is it so easy to get money now? How is this different?
Well, I would say that the way to avoid the challenges that happen when housing prices went out of control is to make certain you understand your market. If you get a trusted advisor to help you through the process, they understand the real estate market mm-hmm. and the products and programs that are available. In a 3% down payment first-time homebuyer program, there are also features that we put in based on the survey results we learned for job loss peace of mind. So as a new home buyer in your first 2 years, we'll protect you.
That's very important.
And help you through that journey.
Yeah, that's very important. Get some more information. That's the key to the whole conversation, I think, Lisa. Thank you. Lisa Cookson, website penfed.org, PENFED.org. 10 before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Doctors, are there doctors around? There are good doctors here. And one of them, for sure, is my pal, Dr. Jack Stockwell. Look, a chiropractor practicing at his clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah. You can go there. You can visit with him. You can go online to ForbiddenDoctor.com, which is his website. That may be the best place for you to start. Take the symptom survey that he offers, along with his wife who runs the clinic. Mary actually does run the clinic. Jack's there occupying time and space and does a little corrective surgery on your neck if you need it.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah. Now, they both of them are great together, and they work miracles on a lot of people, so you might want to check further into what it's like. And you go to the website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, and you see basically what it's all about. You'll find that there are things that are important that they focus on that seem to be common sense. When you look at the number of people, Jack, who are having heart attacks, who are under the age of 40, and see how fat they are and see what their diets are, why is it any surprise that heart attack rates are increasing among young people? It's no surprise.
Well, it's the lifestyle, you know, and it, you know, you mentioned weight, but remember, an awful lot of thin people have heart attacks. But the kind of foods they're eating,
yeah.
Sedentary life, the alcohol intake, cigarettes, drugs, especially a lot of the recreational stuff out there, a little bit of this won't hurt, or I've had some of this at a party. When people are becoming very sensitive to these things, and when you look at people under 40, and it's these, they're not just happening out of the blue. They're happening to people who have the risk factors that a generation or two ago were only hitting people over the age of 60. And because, you remember when you were under 40, you, like me, like most guys, we were invincible.
Yeah, I can remember way back.
Way back.
To when I was under 40. Yes, I can remember.
Go dust the book, dust off your journals from way back then. And you were invincible. I was invincible. You know, all these kids, the millennials, is, and I was just listening to your the funding and the subject you were discussing here before I got on. And the millennials are always seeming to be the target of everything that seems to be kind of out of step anymore. And it's definitely that case with lifestyle, because I take care of a lot of these people in my clinic. They're young. They're invincible. You know, the world is their oyster, and I don't see anything wrong with that kind of an idea. But they are destroying their health at a much quicker rate now than they ever were before.
Why don't they see it? Is it school? Is it education? Do people
it's
not
the lack
learn
of it.
Biology? Yeah.
It's the lack of it. It's the lack of it. So, you know, anytime I start taking care of a new tweener or some new teenager, and I, you know, and we get to be friends, and I'll talk to them, you know, what are you learning in health class? You know, what do you know about this? What do you know about diet? What do you know about balancing proteins and carbs and fats? And I just get this blank stare.
Right.
And then the parent says, well, that's why we brought him in here, Dr. Stockwell. Well, what are you teaching him?
Yeah. Well, they're teaching by the demonstration. You teach by how you do. Most of the things that we learn are environmental. We learn from what the parents do, or maybe you learn what they do and you don't want to do what they do. It depends on your relationship with your parents, I guess, as much as anything else. But there is a lot of craziness. And this business about people under 40. So what are guys like Ken, when Ken Kronhaus, who's a cardiologist, sees these people, does he treat them differently? And then people who are older, is there something different going on in their body?
Well, there's a lot of them that are on cardiology drugs, cardio drugs, that that usually you didn't see somebody like this until they're approaching, you know, 50s or 60s. Now there are people, I have patients in their 20s who are on high blood pressure pills.
Look out for that. Word to the wise is sufficient. Here is a phrase for the wise, Joint Formula 14. A product from a company called Sierracil. It will change your life. Jack treats people with aches and pains all the time, and this is good support. Taking Joint Formula 14, getting rid of aches and pains in 14 days or your money back, it's a good way to start and to treat things. You see people, I'm sure, all the time who've had knee replacement, they've had hip replacement, and the aches and the pains. So you can fix by adjusting, but then you want to get rid of the pain. That's why this is a good, this is a double focus here. For those of you who want to get rid of the pain after having gotten treatment for something, sometimes the aches and the pains don't go away. Your body's better, but the aches are still there. So go online to achefree.live, A-C-H-E-F-R-E-E, achefree.live, 50% off using the DJV code for this relief formula. Joint Formula 14 works for your money back.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.